From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Obama administration is increasing pressure on Congress to overhaul the No Child Left Behind law. Education Secretary Arne Duncan has called the law a slow-motion train wreck that will soon force good schools to be labeled as failing. And he's warning that if Congress does not act, the administration will move forward on its own. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the reaction to Secretary Duncan's effort shows how divided Congress is on how to fix the law.
Secretary Duncan has been scheduling appearances all this week to drive home one single point.
We desperately want Congress to reauthorize, but if they don't, we need to think about what we can do to provide states that are really driving reform flexibility to move forward and not have them get crushed by the current law.
Crushed because Duncan says as many as 80% of the nation's schools will fail to meet federal requirements for student test scores. That would lead to sanctions that Duncan says would punish states that are making good faith efforts towards improving student achievement. To address the problem and to goad Congress into action, Duncan says he'll cut some slack to deserving states.
If states are acting in bad faith, we don't play ball with them. States are acting in good faith and, you know, driving reform and doing the right thing by children and teachers and principals, then we want to work with them.
The reaction to this idea helps explain why Congress has not been able to update No Child Left Behind. For Republicans, there is strong suspicion that the administration is holding a gun to the head of Congress. Pass our idea of education reform or we'll accomplish the same goal without you, by granting waivers. Congressman John Klein of Minnesota chairs the House Education Committee.
He can decide those policies that he favors. Tell recipient of the waiver, if you'll do what I want you to do, can have this waiver.
Klein says that's what happened with the administration's signature reform initiative, Race to the Top.
When they granted to the secretary $5 billion and said, go do good things for education, which were completely under the purview of the Secretary of Education with no congressional input.
Chairman Klein says No Child Left Behind should be broken into pieces and reformed that way. Secretary Duncan says no way. NCLB needs to be swallowed in a giant bipartisan mouthful, just as it was when it was enacted nearly a decade ago. Margaret Spellings, Education Secretary under President Bush, says the problem is that the bipartisan agreement of 2001 is gone.
What's unique is not that we're stalled at the moment. What's unique is that we passed the darn thing in the first place.
Spellings says gridlock is tougher to break now because the House Education Committee is in new hands. Many of its newest members are freshman Republicans who are deeply skeptical of the federal role in education. Now, if Duncan feels the only alternative to congressional action is to grant waivers from the law, some warn that could open the floodgates for states to hide lousy performance. Democratic Congressman George Miller of the House Education Committee says he constantly hears from schools that want a break because certain groups of students can't perform at grade level.
Want relief for students with disabilities, want relief for performance in a difficult school, want relief in a school that's been merged with another school. I mean, there's no end to the reasons why relief should be granted, but those are years and months and opportunities in a child's life.
Kansas asked for a waiver from No Child Left Behind earlier this year and was denied. Now Kansas says it may return to ask once again for relief. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.